听力课堂,听class.com.
Welcome to Volume 4 of the Princeton Review Word Smart Vocabulary Building Program. By the end of this hour-long recording, you will be well acquainted with more than 50 words, words that you will encounter frequently when reading, and words that will expand your vocabulary so that you will be a more powerful and effective speaker.
Here's how our system works.
Each group of words is broken into complementary halves. For example, the first is called alone or together. That group has two parts to it, so we'll examine each half individually, first alone, then together. Then, when both halves have been covered, we'll review the group as a whole and mix things up a bit.
Here's our first group, alone or together.
I'd like to start with the words that have to do with being alone. The notion of being alone frequently conjures negative images of people, being without others, lacking companionship, feeling lonely.
But ironically, the word alone is derived from a contraction of the words all one, the prefix all meaning closer. So when you are alone, you are able to get closer to yourself. And that's a positive connotation.
Right. Being alone can help you learn to be independent, make your own decisions, and feel autonomous. Autonomous means acting independently. For example, the West Coast office of the law firm was quite autonomous. It never asked the East Coast office permission before it did anything.
An autonomous nation is one that is independent. It governs itself. It is said to have autonomy.
I act autonomously, and that means I act on my own authority.
I do too. And because I am autonomous, I am going to move on to the second word, celibacy.
I'm not familiar with that word.
Well, a person who abstains from sex is said to practice celibacy.
Oh, so a monk probably practices celibacy.
Right you are. A monk is bound by vows to a religious life, and that usually means he is celibate.
I guess that makes sense because a monk's life is fairly solitary. But being celibate demands that one practice self-denial. As a monk, one must give up the things of the world and devote oneself to religious exercises, which is an ascetic life.
Ascetic means monk-like or practicing self-denial. For instance, in my second year of graduate school, I led an ascetic existence. I was trying to save money, so I never went out. I ate a lot of soup for dinner.
But you probably got a good deal of work done.
Yes. You know, many people confuse ascetic with the word aesthetic, which means artistic or having to do with beauty.
And they certainly mean different things. An ascetic lifestyle is not aesthetically fulfilling.
Unless you think that bare walls and empty cupboards are beautiful. My friends thought I was a hermit that year. They all accused me of being reclusive.
Reclusive means withdrawn from society or hermit-like. Howard Hughes, the millionaire, led a reclusive existence. He shut himself up in his mansion and didn't care for the outside world.
He is a good example of someone considered to be a recluse.
You just used the word as a noun. When I add the suffix I-V-E, which means having to do with, to recluse, it becomes an adjective.
Right. Reclusive describes a person who wants to be alone, a recluse.
So a recluse is someone who sequesters himself. Sequester means to set or keep apart. Like when juries are sequestered, they're shut up in hotel rooms by themselves for the course of a trial so they won't be in contact with anyone.
So you can also say the struggling writer sequestered himself in his study for several months trying to produce the great American novel.
The next word is polarize. It means to break up into opposing factions or groupings.
I always remember what polarize means because of the root word pole. You can't get farther apart than the North and South Poles.
So a heated argument can polarize a group of people. It can divide them, making them far apart from each other.
For example, the increasingly acrimonious debate between the two candidates polarized the political party. Which brings us to another word, chasm, meaning a deep, gaping hole or a gorge.
Chasm is a terrific word because it can be taken literally or figuratively. For example, the villains were approaching rapidly, so the heroine grabbed the boy and swung across the chasm on a slender vine.
Or, figuratively speaking, Bill was so stupid that his girlfriend wondered whether there wasn't a chasm where his brain should be.
I hope that Bill wasn't complacent about his girlfriend's opinion. Complacent means self-satisfied, overly contented with oneself. To fall into a complacent attitude is to become uncaring about the world around you.
That's correct. The football team won so many games that it became complacent, and the worst team in the league snuck up and beat it.
Good example. If the world becomes complacent about the state of the environment, we could end up with wide-scale destruction of the rainforests.
In that case, we should try and sequester part of the rainforest in order to protect it. Sequester means to set or keep apart.
Now let's review the words that deal with being alone.
Autonomous.
Acting independently.
Celibacy.
Abstinence from sexual intercourse.
Ascetic.
Hermit-like or practicing self-denial.
Reclusive.
Withdrawn from society.
Polarize.
Break into opposing factions.
Chasm.
A deep gaping hole.
Complacent.
Self-satisfied.
Sequester.
Set or keep apart.
Now we're going to present a speech by someone who will use all of these words. Ready? Here we go.
I made a fortune when I discovered an oil well in my backyard. For a while, I lived the high life, dating movie starlets, indulging in all the luxuries money can buy. Rather pleased with myself, I became too complacent. Money gave me independence and control over my life, but being autonomous financially could not protect me from a broken heart. Ever since Daisy DuPont left me, I have withdrawn from society and sequestered myself in my old country cabin. I've stripped down my existence to simple, spiritual pursuits devoid of ordinary comforts, and this ascetic lifestyle suits my current mood. There are no women here to remind me of Daisy or tempt me with intimate pleasures. I live like a monk who's taken a vow of celibacy. My very best friend, Joe Bob, doesn't understand why I've left town to live alone and be a recluse. There's a great gap between us now, and this chasm is hard to bridge. Joe Bob and I don't agree on the best way to mend a broken heart, and these differences have polarized our relationship. I'm totally alone now.
We'll now move on to words that have to do with being together.
I'm happy to cooperate with you on that. You are a terrific partner, and the fact that we complement each other helps us work well together.
Thank you. I think we do, too. And I'm delighted that you introduced our first word, complement, in your compliment.
Uh-oh, now you're really being tricky. Using the word complement in two different ways. When I said we complement each other well, I used the word complement as meaning to complete, to be the perfect counterpart, and spelled like complete, C-O-M-P-L-E-M-E-N-T. We work together well and can complete
each other's sentences?
That's right, like yin is to yang.
Or peanut butter to jelly. Now, when I thanked you for your compliment, I used a homophone. Compliment, meaning praise, sounds the same but doesn't mean the same thing. And the middle syllable is spelled P-L-I.
It's easy to remember that to compliment, or praise, is spelled with an I. Just think, I like getting compliments.
And compliment, as in perfect counterpart, is spelled P-L-E, as in complete. The flower arrangement was a perfect complement to the table decorations.
The English language is pretty tricky. Honestly, you have to wonder whether a group of comedians secretly got together and, in collusion, created the English language just to keep us all amused and puzzled.
There you go again, sneaking in a new word. Collusion means a conspiracy or a secret cooperation. For example, when there's a rise in oil prices, it's probably the result of collusion between the oil-producing countries.
Right. Collusion usually has a negative meaning. When a group works together secretly, they can exercise power, sometimes unfairly. There seems to be a collusion among all the cigarette manufacturers to downplay the hazardous side effects of smoking.
I agree with you, but would add that the public has a complicity in that wrongdoing. By not quitting ourselves or urging friends and family to give up smoking, we are silent partners in crime.
That is why complicity means participation in wrongdoing or the act of being an accomplice. For instance, there was complicity between the bank robber and the dishonest teller. The teller neglected to turn on the alarm, and the robber rewarded him with half the loot.
They worked together, just as the complicity among the students made it impossible to determine which of them had stolen the math test. Do you realize that so far all of our words begin with the prefix co?
Good point. Co means coming together or jointly, which is what this word group is about. Another together word that starts with co is coalesce, which means to come together as one, to fuse or unite. For example, the people in our neighborhood coalesced into a powerful force for change in the community.
A coalition is a group of people that have come together for some purpose, often a political one. Coal miners and cola bottlers might coalesce into a coalition for the purpose of persuading coal mine owners to provide cola machines in coal mines.
The coal miners and cola bottlers had to sign a pledge, or a covenant, to act as a single force. A covenant is a solemn oath, contract, or pledge. A covenant can't exist alone because it's an agreement. It has to be made with others. It frequently has religious connotations. The promises of God to the people as set down in the Bible are called his covenant with man.
If Joe makes a covenant with his best friend Jack not to reveal their secret to anyone else, they both feel the same way about the issue. Their beliefs were consonant, that is, harmonious in agreement. The United States' desire to arrest global warming is consonant with the intentions of the rest of the world. We all agree.
And the people's desire to build a homeless shelter in their town was consonant with the governor's desire to deal with the issue of homelessness.
By the way, the opposite of consonant is dissonant, which means inharmonious. Dissonant voices don't sound good together.
Oh boy, if we start getting into antonyms, we'll really have our hands full.
You're right. We already have a great deal to assimilate here. Assimilate means to take in, to absorb, to learn thoroughly.
So if I assimilate that definition, it means I've really learned another word.
Right. To assimilate an idea is to take it in as thoroughly as if you had eaten it.
Your body assimilates nutrients from the food you eat. It absorbs the nutrients.
You know, people can be assimilated too. I didn't have any friends when I changed schools in the 8th grade, but I gradually assimilated. I became part of the new community.
When you were elected class president last year, your assimilation was complete. You must have had a great deal of charisma in order to win so much loyalty from your classmates.
The students were charmed by my personality, and that's what charisma means, right?
Yes. Charisma means a magnetic ability to attract followers or inspire loyalty.
So one could say that the glamorous presidential candidate had a lot of charisma. Voters didn't seem to support him so much as be entranced by him.
Right. The evangelist's undeniable charisma enabled him to bring in millions of dollars in donations to his television show.
Well, I don't know whether I would have been called charismatic, meaning to have charisma, or whether the student body was charmed by me because I promised them a 3-day weekend if they voted for me.
So you established a reciprocal arrangement with your class. They vote for you, you give them a 3-day weekend.
Exactly. Reciprocal means mutual, shared, interchangeable. The Rochester Club had a reciprocal arrangement with the Duluth Club. Members at either club had full privileges of membership at the other.
So if the Capulet family and the Montague family hate each other, we can say that their hatred was reciprocal.
If you reciprocate, you are repaying or returning in kind. Peter hit Paul over the head with a stick. Paul reciprocated by punching Peter in the nose.
My neighbor had me over for dinner 3 times, but I've been unable to reciprocate immediately because my dining room is being remodeled.
Now that I know you failed to reciprocate with your new neighbors, I don't feel so bad about that 3-day weekend.
You mean the students voted for you and you didn't repay them?
Well, a 3-day weekend was more than even I could pull off with my incredible charisma. But the students and I established a reciprocity, meaning reciprocal arrangement, when I won them a school trip to the amusement park.
In a reciprocity, both parties gain. The students felt pleased that you got them a trip.
And I got elected.
Let's review these words and then move on to another speech which will use these words in context.
Complement.
To complete. To be the perfect counterpart.
Collusion.
A conspiracy or secret cooperation.
Complicity.
Participation in wrongdoing, the act of being an accomplice.
Covenant.
A solemn agreement.
Coalesce.
To come together as one, to fuse or unite.
Consonant.
Harmonious in agreement.
Assimilate.
To take in or learn thoroughly.
Charisma.
A magical ability to inspire loyalty.
Reciprocal.
Mutual, shared, interchangeable.
Terrific. Now it's time for our speaker.
I never thought I'd ever join a sorority. Sororities seemed like secret conspiracies, women who were in collusion to exclude others. But when I got to college, I was overwhelmed. I felt so out of place, I didn't think I would ever assimilate. So I joined Alpha Beta Pi. I have to admit, I didn't think I had enough charm or charisma for the sorority to choose me. But the sisters told me that a good listener was just what they needed among so many bubbly personalities. I was a welcome addition, a perfect complement to their group of gregarious women. I made a lot of good friends in the sorority, and we helped each other out. My friend Eleanor would bake cookies for me in exchange for tutoring her in calculus. This reciprocal arrangement suited both of us just fine, though I did put on a few pounds. I loved watching her mix together all the different ingredients, the flour, sugar, butter, eggs, and chocolate chips, which would coalesce into a big blob of cookie dough. When we first joined the sorority, all members had to sign a solemn oath, a covenant swearing eternal loyalty. We also had to agree not to smoke marijuana in the sorority house. This was in accord with my own beliefs, and I was happy to see we were consonant on the issue of drug use. I think I want to run for political office after I graduate, so I don't even want to be near pot smokers, let alone inhale, for fear that I might be accused of complicity in an illegal act.
We're now going to review all the alone and together words, but this time we'll mix them up. First, we'll simply name a word and give you time to think of the definition. After the pause, a concise definition will follow, along with another example.
Complacent. Complacent means self-satisfied. After Jack inherited his aunt's fortune, he became complacent and stopped trying to get a new job.
Coalesce. To coalesce is to come together as one, to fuse or unite. Their ideas coalesced into a focused plan of action. Charisma. Charisma is the magnetic ability to inspire loyalty. The singer-actress Madonna has a lot of charisma.
Chasm. Chasm, a deep gaping hole. There's such a chasm between what you say and what you do that you run the risk of being called a hypocrite. Celibacy. Celibacy, abstinence from sexual intercourse. After Jane broke up with her boyfriend, she endured a long month of celibacy.
Assimilate. To assimilate is to take in or learn thoroughly. The immigrants learned English quickly, so they found it easy to assimilate American customs.
Recluse. Someone who is withdrawn from society is a recluse. Sequester. To sequester is to set or keep apart. The sequestered jury was not allowed to talk to anyone or hear news reports about the trial.
Collusion. Collusion is conspiracy or secret cooperation. The Russian and American agents turned out to be in collusion, sharing their government secrets. Compliment. A compliment is the perfect counterpart. To compliment something is to complete it, to provide something lacking or needed. Max, an accountant, was a perfect complement to Mary, a novelist.
Polarize. To polarize is to break into opposing factions. The Republican Party was polarized by differing views on social values. Autonomous. To be autonomous is to be independent, self-governing. The 2-year-old thought he was autonomous and walked away from his mother.
Complicity. Complicity means participation in wrongdoing, the act of being an accomplice. The crook's little brother was suspected of complicity in the robbery.
Ascetic. Ascetic, hermit-like or practicing self-denial. Nuns live an ascetic life.
Consonant. Consonant, harmonious, in agreement. The decision to build a new gym was consonant with the headmaster's belief in physical education. Reciprocal. Reciprocal means mutual, shared, interchangeable. Canada and the U.S. have reciprocal trade agreements. Covenant. A covenant is a solemn agreement. Lewis made a covenant with his parents never to drink and drive. Now that we've finished alone or together, Go over the spelling of all the words on the enclosed insert card and look for clues in the words that will help you remember their meanings. I look at consensus and see the word consent, which helps me remember that consensus is agreement.
Right. When I look at aesthetic, it reminds me of antiseptic. It has a hard, dry sound and look. It doesn't feel like a comfortable word and reminds me that it means a lifestyle which involves rigid self-denial.
I'll have to use that mnemonic device when I try and keep ascetic separate from aesthetic. Aesthetic has the soft the sound in it, and it has to do with beauty.
In any case, you have to create your own mnemonic devices for words that you have trouble remembering. As silly as they may sound, if they work, they work.